Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Happy Thursday to you. I'm still on the road up in Johannesburg, looking forward to heading home to Cape Town to my wife and kids tomorrow. It's been a fantastic conference up here in Johannesburg, speaking, funnily enough, at a conference, not that it's got anything to do with triathlon, but it's a conference called Radio Days Africa. They have sort of big radio conferences on all the continents, and this is the big one for Africa, and I've been lucky enough to speak on podcasting, which I'm pretty thrilled about, and yeah, great audience, and learning some cool stuff. So that's totally on an aside, but today's episode of the Kona Edge, we're going to be chatting some swimming today with a guy who finished second in his age group at Ironman Kona in 2016. We shared his story on the podcast last week, Wednesday. If you've missed that, be sure to go back and check out Christian Hinkjaer's story. Fantastic guy with a pretty cool data background. And today we talk a little bit about his swim and some of the things he's done over time to get better in the water. Don't forget as well, if you missed out our winner on Monday for the entry into a half Ironman event, you can go back to that episode, but I can tell you it was Kelly Stokes. Congratulations, Kelly. And we're going to be paying for Kelly to do a half Ironman race, literally worth $350. If you'd like to get in the draw, we're giving away another one this month in July. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or what you can do is just text the word Ironman to 44222. That's Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you all the details on how you can get in that draw. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge. We head back to Denmark now, and a great pleasure to welcome Christian Hinkjaer onto the podcast. Christian, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be here.
Christian, let's talk about your swim. You mentioned when you first got into triathlon in our first chat that you didn't come from a swimming background. It was pretty much through your studying of sports science that you were not introduced to the sport, but you were sort of almost forced to do it as part of the curriculum. Did you grow up swimming, or have you sort of picked it up much later in life?
Yeah, actually, I was not growing up swimming at all. I could swim. I could maybe save myself if I fell off a ship or something, but not more than that. And when I started in 2013-14, I was actually starting from scratch. So it's hard to compete in triathlon when you are new to swimming.
I find that incredible because your swim times are pretty good. I mean, you're swimming around about an hour, and that for me is probably like the sort of guideline. Yes, you can get to Kona slightly slower, but you don't want to be too far off that hour mark. And for someone who doesn't have a swimming background, who, like you say, literally took up swimming as a student and took it seriously, then what are some of the things you've worked on? I mean, you must have worked really hard on it to get, or you're just naturally gifted to get your swim where it is now.
I think maybe a little bit of talent in there, but also just a lot of hard work and really, really much focus on technique. And I think that just a lot of hours. I asked my one of my swim coach. We have a lot of good swim coaches in my club, triathlon club, and I asked one of them, so how do I get really, really good at swimming? And he said to me, you just have to swim really, really much. So I did that.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people are looking for the secrets to swimming and swimming better, and sadly it's that. It's. I mean, you've just got to put lots of time in the water.
Yeah, I think that there's not really that many shortcuts you can take in swimming. It's just learning the technique, learning it correct, and just put a lot of hours in it. I think it's not as much aerobic condition as it is just pure technique. If you are in really good shape and you have bad technique, you're just, yeah, it's not going to work.
It's interesting.
So the technique is always.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Christian, because I don't want to say you've got a bit of an advantage, because a lot of people say if you want to be a good swimmer, start swimming at six. But there are a lot of triathletes out there that did start swimming at six, but they've picked up lots of bad habits with their technique along the way. And it's so difficult once you hit 30, 40, 50 to sort of unlearn those bad habits to get your technique better. And for someone like you who basically you became a student of the swim technique, and you did it right from the start. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think that really, really helped me. And I just, from the beginning, I was very curious in how to do the technique correct. And I was all the time, I was just asking if what I was doing is it correct, or have a, if I was doing to going to correct it in any way, they had to tell me right away. So I was really trying to learn the technique correct from the start. Yeah, you're right about that.
I think that's a great tip, because I hear from lots of triathletes that go, oh, we wish we started when we were six. We only picked up swimming as an adult, but really become a student of swimming technique, and you can really sort of learn the basics. And as difficult as it is, it's probably not necessarily a bad thing. Christian, as far as workouts go, what do you love doing in the pool?
I think that, as I said, just huge focus on the technique. It should be maybe one third to half of your training should just be pure technique training, and then just spice it up with some longer. In terms of Ironman training, I think it should just be mixed up with longer aerobic series, like something like 200 to 400 meters times five or something, and just really clocking it at the same time every time, finding your Ironman pace and be comfortable with it. And of course, I think you should do a lot of high intensity swimming as well, but I think a lot of swimmers tend to just lose their technique when they go at high intensities. So I think that my favorites are just to focus on technique and do low intensity aerobic series. So, and actually I like very much to do some sets with a band around my ankles. So I'm forced to do a little bit of higher frequency, which makes me adapt more easy to open water swimming.
I know I'm going to get asked this from a volume and time perspective. How many times a week do you swim? What sort of volumes do you do? And particularly when you're building up to a big race?
Yeah, I think normally I swim something like 5 to 6 days a week when training for an Ironman competition, and maybe in the off season even more. So that is something like, maybe eight hours a week of swimming, and almost every day just being in the pool.
I find that interesting that you're doing more in the off season. Tell me the thinking behind that.
I think it's just because that the weather in Denmark is just really, really shitty in the winter. So if you have to put your training hours in one place, I think swimming, at least in Denmark, is a very good. It's just a very good time of the year to get better at swimming and focusing on technique, just not rushing anything and just laying the hours of work in there. So, yeah, well, I think that's it.
You heard it here first. If you want to become a better swimmer, move to Denmark. Spend winters in Denmark and you'll become a much better swimmer. There you go. Christian, thank you very much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And that's it for another edition of the Cone Edge. Thanks so much for joining us today. And thank you to my guest, Christian, for sharing some of his swimming tips with us here today. And don't forget as well, we've been getting some great iTunes reviews. And if you haven't left us one yet, please, I'd really appreciate it if you do. It just helps us get in front of more people and more people then find out about what we're trying to do here at the Cone Edge. And the good news is if you leave us a review, I'm going to pop your name into a draw to win a full Ironman entry later on this year. So if you'd like to find out more about that, all you have to do is head over to theconeedge.com/win. All the details are there. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.